So you know, as we go through these, you know, a lot of times we'll be bringing out different factors. We will also, as we go through, try to find some practical applications for y'all, because even though we're putting this in the context of the most difficult and dangerous and disastrous of scenarios, you're going to see that a lot of these issues probably surface in a lot better situations, such as the hiring of a lateral attorney. So what we'll be saying about the law firm that is getting rid of entire practice groups, et cetera, is also very applicable to the individual lateral hire.
Okay. For purposes of our overall thinking on this, we created the mythical law firm of having four offices in Texas, Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and numerous small towns where these people actually live, populated by about 100 lawyers, so you have approximately 25 per office. The partners have decided, and this is really a phone call I got about 3 years ago, the partners have decided to split up the firm. And you pick up the phone and somebody's saying that to you, and you're going, holy mackerel, this is real. These people are really doing this. So this firm is not in economic straits. I want to make that clear, because we've done this program a couple times, and it changes, and neither of us are bankruptcy lawyers, and we don't want to get into any of that. So the firm has enough money to pay its bills. It's got enough receivables to keep money flowing in.